ओम शांति। एपिसोड नंबर 10 बियॉन्ड क्वेश्चंस। क्वेश्चन नंबर 14, हाउ मच टाइम वी शुड गिव व्हाइल ऑफरिंग भोग टू बाबा। हाउ मच टाइम वी शुड गिव व्हाइल ऑफरिंग भोग टू बाबा। ऑल दोज हु कुक फूड ऑन देयर ओन, स्पेशली कुमार, दिस क्वेश्चन हैज कम फ्रॉम अ कुमार एंड ही इज आस्किंग हाउ मच टाइम यू शुड गिव व्हाइल ऑफरिंग भोग टू बाबा। दिस क्वेश्चन हैज गॉट डिफरेंट डायमेंशंस, फर्स्ट इन मधुबन इन सेंटर, then in household, or for this Kumar who is staying alone and cooking his own food. At different places answers could be different, but most important thing, it is not the question of time, it is a question of bhavana, it's a question of your attitude, your feelings, your emotions. Person can sit and offer bhog for 1 hour and with no feelings, and there is another person who is offering bhog only for 5 minutes with lot of love. That's enough. पत्रम पुष्पम फलम तोयम योम्या भक्त्या प्रयश्यति। जस्ट ऑफर मी व्हाट लीव्स, पत्र, फ्लावर, पुष्प, इवन आई एम हैप्पी विद दैट। गॉड डजंट वांट टू सी व्हाट यू आर ऑफरिंग एग्जैक्टली, ही सीज योर फीलिंग्स, योर इमोशंस, योर भावना बिहाइंड दैट। सो बट स्टिल द क्वेश्चन हैज बीन आस्क्ड एंड इट इज वेरी रिलेवेंट क्वेश्चन, हाउ मच टाइम यू शुड गिव, व्हाट इज द आंसर। In Madhuban, how much time they offer? I think 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Half an hour? Okay. Then? It depends on how fast we are connecting with Baba. Yes. Right. Then? But it is every day if you have to offer. Then? Every day you prepare food and every day you have to offer. Every day you should change the timing. Is that a good thing? No, but then you have to still set a time every day. 10 minutes is enough, okay? 10 minutes is enough. Sisters can tell. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, 20 minutes. Huh? 10 minutes. 10 minutes, I think, is a good time. That means, like, I don't think any too much extending it, because 10 minutes is good time. Even as I said, 5 minutes also enough. If you are doing it with lot of love and how fast you are getting connected to Baba. That's the important thing. So, but in general, we can say 10 minutes. You can fix it for 10 minutes every day. Sit and whether you can play music or song or not, that's a secondary thing. But yes, you can play one song, your favorite song. Some people don't like the songs which are played here. The moment that song is played, they go to sleep. So, 5 to 10 minutes. 10 minutes is okay, I think. So you can play your favorite song, any song if you want. It's a very good song, Sandeshi Vatan Mecha. It's a very nice song. Okay, that song. I think that is not played here. So, any song for that matter. So, song is not the important thing. So, first song, 5 minutes. If you are, see, this is at different places. In Madhuban it is different, in center it is different, in household it is different, and if this question has come from a Kumar, so what I can say is, he should prepare the food with lot of love and whatever, then he should have a plate with small utensils in that, or a cloth to cover that, and he can have a translite and keep that entire thing in front of Baba, and then play a song, and then after that, still he can first of all communicate with Baba and tell him what he has come for, what he has offering, and he himself should give a drisht through that, and later on take that plate up to subtle world and let Bab Dada give drisht to that food. He can feed with his hand whatever he has prepared to Baba, and then he can come back and then take that and then put that in bigger utensils from the smaller utensils, and then he can have the food. And sometimes it is better to sit there only and have the food where you offered bhog. That's what I do. Whatever food you prepare, you sit in front of the translite, you offer the bhog and come back and eat there only, means on the ground. So it's that you are eating in front of Baba. You can always think. So then all other, that is a different question, what to think and what to do while eating. The question is only focusing on offering bhog. Any other answer? How much time we should give? I think by general consensus, 10 minutes is okay. But yes, sometimes if you have a lot of time, it's Sunday, he's a Kumar, he must be working, and Sunday is a holiday, and sometimes Saturday is a holiday, weekends, that time he can sit for a long time. On Baba Milan Day, you can sit for a longer time. Yeah. But what to do during that period, that is also sometimes a question. Rather than simply just sitting and thinking anything else, it should be very focused. As I said, concentration is very important in this. So, that is the answer. Second question is there any difference between Ashariri, Videhi, Dehi Abhimani and Atma Abhimani? You can add few more to that. Avyakta Sthiti and Farishta Sthiti. So many are there. So what is the difference? Ashariri, Videhi, Dehi Abhimani, Atma Abhimani.
Yeah.
So, okay, that is Atma Abhimani. What is Dehi Abhimani? It's the same. And what is Videhi? Okay, it's not a karma in action. And what is Ashariri? See, one thing is, there are more or less similar this words, but still Baba has, a lot of people have done churning on this and they have come out with different answers. First is Ashariri. Ashariri is a bodiless state. It is that state where you are in the body, but you don't feel the presence of body. That is Ashariri. Where you experience yourself as a non-physical entity, as a non-physical being. You are not this body at all. This is more focus is on Ashariri means no body. You are in the body, but body is not there. As if body is not existing, you are not aware of the body. You are not aware of the presence of body, its desires, its thirst, its hunger. That is a total dissolution of all those feelings, emotions, necessities of body for that particular period of time. So it is a experience where you don't feel the presence of body. So that is Ashariri, first. Second is Atma Abhimani. Atma Abhimani is soul conscious state, where you are absolutely soul conscious, you are focused on the soul rather than on the body. You are absolutely focused on the soul. What is soul? I am soul. What is my nature? From where I have come? What I have to do? Swadesh, Swa Swarup, Swa Sthiti, everything regarding self. So that is Atma Abhimani Sthiti. Now another is Videhi. Videhi is a state little different. If you translate all of this in English, it's more or less same. But in Hindi, there is a different word, Videhi. Videhi, as Dr. Purvi said, it's a state not in action. You are not here. You are absolutely, it is more related with Nirakari state. It's more related with incorporeal state. So the state of the soul in Paramdham, in Supreme Abode, that is where it is a Nirakar. There is one more terminology you can introduce, third, another is Nirakari stage. So in this Nirakari stage, it's absolute, you are not in action at all. That's also Videhi stage. Okay, so that is Nirakari or Videhi. Now Dehi Abhimani is more similar to Atma Abhimani stage. Dehi Abhimani and Atma Abhimani are similar, where you are soul conscious, also you are practicing some Soman. Practicing Atma Abhimani, I will say, if you want to differentiate between Atma Abhimani and Dehi Abhimani, then Atma Abhimani means you are absolutely soul conscious, you are situated in soul consciousness. Dehi Abhimani means you are more of Soman. You are more of situated in the stage of Soman, that is Dehi Abhimani. Another is Avyakta stage. Avyakta stage means you are away from this Vyakta, this manifest atmosphere. You are in that unmanifest stage. Unmanifested stage means you are not getting involved in anything whilst you are here, but still you are appearing as if you are absolutely inverted, absolutely introvert, absolute introversion, and you are coming out only for some particular reasons, and it appears as if you are not getting involved, or nothing is touching you, nothing is, you are not getting showing interest in unnecessary things. You are calm, you are quiet, you are silent, you are introvert, living in one's own solitude stage. That is Avyakta stage. Another is Farishta stage, angelic stage. Angelic stage is a stage where you experience yourself in a body of light. I, the soul, it's not just soul consciousness, it's something else also. You experience yourself in a body of light. That is angelic stage. So that is angelic. So many things came out. First is ashariri. Ashariri is bodilessness. You experience as if you don't have body. So now this bodilessness stage can be manifested in the form of like angelic state is also an ashariri stage. Angel is an ashariri stage. So ashariri means awareness of body, consciousness of body, arrogance of body, nothing is there. So that is ashariri. Second is videhi. Videhi is more connected with nirakari stage. It's not in action exactly. Actually Baba has used all of these words sometimes as synonyms, sometimes in different ways. They can be used one word for all, as they can be the same thing and different words. But also videhi is more of you are in that stage of nirakar, formless, incorporeal stage. That is videhi. Third is dehi abhimani, is I the soul am an associate, whatever soman, whatever self-respect you have. And atma abhimani is pure soul conscious state. I the soul, this is my nature, love, peace, purity, I have come from. You are spinning the discus of self-realization. All those things can come in that atma abhimani. Another is avyakta. Avyakta means you are above the manifest world. You are not getting involved too much into all of these things. You stay calm, quiet. Another is angelic. Angelic means angelic body, astral body, subtle body. So many names are there. Angelic, astral, subtle, body of light, garb of light, antavahak sharir. Okay. Many words are there. So, sukshma, subtle. So, that you feel you are in that body, in that garb of light. So that is angelic stage. So these are the different stages. Any other stage? Seed form, that's a separate thing. Seed form, where you experience yourself in supreme abode, just a point of light in supreme abode, in seed stage. That is also one stage, right? No, seed form. It's nothing like seedless stage. So it's a seed stage. That is volcanic yoga or fiery yoga or the stage of the soul in supreme abode. That is seed stage. So you can churn on this topic. It's not that whatever we discuss that is the final thing. There can be lot of churnings. Lot of people may have lot of different opinions. As I said, Baba has never, in one Murli he has used all the different words and given different meanings. Never like that. Sometimes he has used ashriti, sometimes he has used videhi, sometimes, for many times Baba has said that you have to remain videhi like Brahma. Sometimes he has said in Sakar Murli you have to become dehi abhimani, in contrast to deha abhiman. Sometimes he said atma abhiman, sharir abhiman, deha abhiman and atma abhiman. So many things he has used and most of things are synonyms. Option.